Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
Well, Hayden had another baseball game last night.
Nice. And how was it?
I don't know what's happening, but he's getting worse throughout the season. Yeah, it started mediocre and it's just gotten worse. And I got to talk about this before he gets up at 6. Poor little man. And now starting to get him down.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Well, because he skipped T-ball, right? Like, he didn't get to do the T-ball season, and now he has to do the season where the coach pitches it to him, right?
That is part of it, and a lot of the kids on his team have been playing 2-3 years already, so you can really tell that this is his first year. But Hayden, I think, is a lot like his mom and his dad. If he's not good at something immediately, he gets really frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so funny, the hypocritical words that come out of your mouth when you're giving advice to your kids, because you can almost hear yourself giving you advice to your inner child.
Oh, what advice did you give him?
Well, after the game, well, I'll tell you where the red flag started. This kid on the team yesterday, his name is Nolan.
Oh, that guy's meant to be a baseball player.
I'm telling you, man, Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer.
Yes.
He just had the game of his life yesterday, of his 6-year-old life. he like got 3 hits, and he was just on fire in the field, and he was throwing over from third base to first base. And what I do, how I help out, is I just I'm basically the backstop. So when the catcher can't catch the ball, there's an adult behind that just keeps the ball moving and
saves
gets it back
time.
To the pitcher and stuff like that to save time, right? So I'm that guy in between every inning. So as our team came off the field and Nolan got another one of his 19 hits yesterday, I came up to him and I just, you know, kind of messed his hair up a little bit. And I'm like, dude, this is an amazing. This is the best game you've had all season. You're destined for the Hall of Fame. And Hayden was standing right next to him. And Hayden says to me, this was the end of the game. And he says, and maybe I'll be in the Loser Hall of Fame.
Oh, dude.
Breaks your heart.
Oh, dude.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No.
Did you say,
boy?
You say, you're right, you might be, and then walk off the field with no one?
I can't even joke about it. So I take him by both shoulders. I'm like, come here, man. And I set him down. And I'm like, Hayden, remember, I only have 30 seconds here because the kids have to get on the field, right? I'm like, Hayden, you got to stop putting this kind of pressure on yourself. This is the fourth game you've ever played, man. You're going to be just as good as these kids in a couple of years. You've got 2 things to do today, man. Have fun and try your best, and that's it, right? So he runs back out. He doesn't say it in a depressing way.
He just jokes about it.
It just sort of like comes out from him, you know? Like he wasn't sad or anything. It was just...
God,
him sort of making
heart.
Fun of himself or something. Broke my heart, too.
Oh.
So we went to Tin Lizzie's last night afterwards, and I sat him down.
Get him a pitcher of beer.
So do the shot of Patron. You'll feel a lot better, son. And it was like a long 10-minute conversation, probably 3 minutes of it, which he heard. But it really was, again, the same lesson is, dude, you're just starting at this, and you can't give up on things that you're not good at immediately.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to have to go out and practice more and more. And I put some of it on me. I said, you know what? Some of this is my fault. I haven't gone out with you enough. We haven't played catch enough. We haven't hit enough. So some of this is on me, and it's not even your fault, son. So
what if he said, Daddy, you were so good at your first game of soccer ever?
Well, I told him last night that I wasn't. He thinks I'm David Beckham, but I said, look, I know you think that right now because you think everything that daddy does is the greatest thing ever, but when you compare me to the other soccer players out there, I didn't know what I was doing. And it's really similar. I said to him, this is his first time ever playing, and baseball has so many rules.
Oh, yeah.
If you think about it, so many rules.
Yeah,
and soccer is really pretty easy. I mean, you go out there, you stop the ball, and then you kick it. That's easy. But even for me being out there on Saturday, it was really confusing.
Mm-hmm.
This kid's got to figure out if you're supposed to tag, if there's a guy on first. Do I run right past first, or do I round the base and go to second? I'm supposed to look at coaches. So I said, I understand you're overwhelmed with all this stuff right now, so forget about being great at it and just have fun. So I saw him kind of checking in and out of the conversation, but I'm going to take him to the batting cage today because I don't think he's having as much fun. It's not fun for his mom and dad right now either to watch him struggle like that.
You're going to get him in front of a fast pitch machine?
Yeah, without a helmet.
Perfect. Right.
Do you think if after this season he says, I don't want to play anymore, you'll encourage him to play?
Well, we're going to have to make some tough decisions here because he's going to have to. I don't want the message to be, if you try something and you're not good at it, you could just quit. And we sort of have that already with soccer. So if he doesn't play baseball, then he may have to go back to soccer. You know what I'm saying?
So he decided not to play soccer?
Yeah, he wasn't all that into it. I just don't. Yeah, I'm a little bit torn by the whole thing. I just don't know if he's just not a good athlete at all and he's never going to be good at any of this, which wouldn't bother me at all, really. I just don't like setting the precedent that you got to at least play it out. Try it and let's see before you make the decision that you just don't want to play anymore because you're not good. Because he may be. I don't know.
How do you know the difference between not like liking it and not being good at it? Like giving up because he's not good at it?
Well, you can pretty much, you can see that some kids even immediately have more naturally gifted athletic ability than others.
If he says, he's not going to say, I'm not good at it, so I don't want to do it. He'll say, I don't want to play this anymore.
I think if we go through two seasons and he's not making any progress, his hand-eye coordination is just not great right now. And Stacy keeps saying that he's behind because he was born early. I don't know how long you can keep that. Oh, right.
I don't know about that.
He's seven now.
Yeah, I told her I'm going to start doing the same thing because I'm still pretty small and behind on a lot of things. So at some point you have to say, look, this is just not an area that he's strong in. And that's why I think actually going back to soccer would be better for him.
That's a funny excuse because I was a C-section baby. So I was just sort of saying, I was C-section. I mean, yeah.
I think you should just start telling people that you're 32. Based on Stacy's logic, I was born early. I'm only 32.
I'm really 42, but my motor skills are like 32. Yeah. I'm really not developing very well.
Have you guys ever talked about gymnastics for him?
We haven't really.
Because I remember the kids that were, and don't take it as any sort of insult, because I was always jealous of them, but the kids that were shorter and the girls that were in my gymnastics class that were shorter were way better than I could never get it in gymnastics. I wanted so badly to be a gymnast and like to be one of those cheerleaders that could tumble and like do all the backflips and all that kind of stuff. But I was tall and I started kind of late in it. And so they were always just light years ahead of me with all that stuff. Uh-huh. But the kids that were smaller and shorter did way better with gymnastics.
And the guys look so much, guy gymnasts look so much better than girl gymnasts. You know what I'm saying?
Like, their physiques and
stuff. Yes. But
yeah, it's something that kids start at Hayden's age. I don't know. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, no, it's cool. There are some children that just don't have athletic ability. I don't know if mine is one of them. I mean, his mother's side, all the men on their side of the family have always really been into sports and been very good. And on my side also, there's athleticism on both sides. I don't know if it's ever going to be his thing.
Or it could be.
I'm just not sure.
Some people just don't like it. Like, I played 2 years of baseball, and all of my, I mean, organized, like, outside of, well, I played Little League, but besides that, I just didn't care for sports.
Yeah.
I think it was like an ADD thing. Like, I would get out there, and by the third inning, I was bored out of my skull.
You can see, like, this social gender pressure on kids early, though, because I didn't realize this until I saw adults talking to my 7-year-old Hayden. The icebreaker for an adult to a young boy is, so are you playing any sports? I didn't realize how much that comes up.
Really? Never thought about that.
Almost every conversation, especially with older guys, adult men.
Sure.
When they're introduced to a kid and they don't know anything about him, they don't say, what are you into? They
it's
say,
true. I do that. Now the
Are you
now
playing
you think
baseball?
About it.
Are you playing football?
Well, you
are you playing
each
soccer?
Don't you do that with each other, too? Like adult men, when they don't know each other, that somehow it always comes back to sports or sports is a
what's
common.
What's your team?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that is your common language amongst men is sports.
Right.
So you do it to little kids, too.
So
Makes
I think
sense.
We're just sort of in a weird stage right now where sports may inevitably not be his thing, but I may be forced to keep him in another year just so we don't set the precedent that you're allowed to quit just because you're not good at things immediately, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure. You never know. Like, I mean, I wonder if there's any parent that really felt like they had it down with their first kid. Like, I got this, man. These decisions are so easy because for me, I'm constantly hitting it from every angle, you know?
I think that Richard Heaney guy's pretty solid.
but Falcon was not his first kid, see? So that's why by the time he got to the balloon boy, he was.
He doesn't need to do a reality TV show. He needs a parental advice book.
Hayden, you get on base this game or I put you in a helium balloon.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to retirement, your clients put their dreams in your hands, and they count on you to build a plan that helps turn those dreams into reality. At Athene, we are inspired to create annuity solutions designed to help provide income for life and protection during market volatility. Let's work together to exceed expectations and make retirement remarkable. See what's possible at athene.com/secure.